you have experimented with these drugs rather extensively. What's...
I have. I found that I needed to do so in order to research and write my book, Supernatural.
And having done so?
Having done so, I can honestly say that it has changed my life, that it has transformed the direction of my life. Now, I'm not talking about heroin or cocaine. I've never taken cocaine in my life. I have no interest in doing so. I'm not going to put down anybody who does, but personally, that's not for me. I'm not interested in something that doesn't expand my consciousness, and I don't believe that cocaine does that. I'm not interested in addictive drugs. I don't want to become hooked and dependent on some substance. But what I'm interested in is certain plants that have been regarded as sacred, as teachers of mankind down the ages by shamans in tribal and hunter-gatherer societies. And amongst those plants, I'm most particularly interested in a brew, a drink that is prepared in the Amazon. We have archaeological evidence of the use of this brew. It's called ayahuasca. It means the vine of souls. Archaeological evidence of its use going back more than 3,000 years in the Amazon. It's probably much older than that. It's a combination of two different plants. One of them is a vine, the ayahuasca vine, and the other are the leaves of a bush, and the bush is called chacruna in the Amazon, and its botanical name is Cicotria viridis. And these leaves contain large quantities of the potent and, in this society, illegal hallucinogen called DMT, dimethyltryptamine. Now, the interesting thing about DMT, and again, I want to emphasize to your audience that none of these hallucinogenic substances are addictive in any way. It's impossible to become addicted to them. That DMT can be taken and effective in the human body by smoking it or, in fact, by injecting it. And it produces a very short 12-minute journey into other realms. But it cannot be normally absorbed orally. So that leaf that I told you about, the Cicotria viridis bush from the Amazon, you could sit down and munch your way through 1,000 leaves from that bush, or you could brew them up into a tea and drink them, and it wouldn't have any effect on you whatsoever. And that's because there's an enzyme in our stomachs, monoamine oxidase, which actually destroys DMT.
However, having done it properly, can you describe the experience?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to add that the other ingredient, the vine, contains chemicals that switch off that enzyme in our stomach. And part of the mystery is how the shamans of the Amazon, out of 150,000 different species of plants and trees, ever managed to find these two plants that put together will give us a four-hour journey into supernatural realms. And that is what the experience of ayahuasca is, an extraordinary storm of visions. Is unleashed behind your eyes. You find yourself leaving this world behind and moving on a journey into a seamlessly convincing parallel universe, a universe that is inhabited by intelligent beings. And indeed, one being in particular, who almost everybody who drinks ayahuasca, it doesn't matter where they come from. They might come from a great city in the West. They might come from the Amazon jungle. They will meet this being. She is always recognized as a female spirit, and she is the spirit of ayahuasca itself. And very frequently, most frequently of all, she takes the form of a gigantic snake, a serpent. Sometimes she takes the form of a human form as a beautiful woman, sometimes of a mass of serpents. She conveys messages to you, messages of deep concern with the environment, messages of the fragility of the planet on which we live, of the fragility of the human adventure on this planet. Everybody who drinks ayahuasca will meet this being and sense that we are dealing with a loving entity here which holds the planet in her coils and exists to protect and preserve this planet, but at the same time has the time to pay attention to individual human lives, to enter into contact with individuals, to teach them. Professor Benny Shannon, he's the professor of psychology at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Benny has drunk ayahuasca more than 300 times. That's a lot more than I've drunk it. I've drunk it 25 times. he's compiled the experiences of hundreds of people around the world who have drunk ayahuasca, and all of them speak of it as a teacher. It's like entering a school where you start to learn lessons that will transform your life. You examine your own behavior, the minutiae of your own behavior, how you act towards other people, how you may sometimes be cruel or unkind or thoughtless towards others. You're shown the truth about yourself in a very clear way, and you're given the opportunity to change yourself. And if you don't change yourself, the next time you drink ayahuasca, you will be shown those truths again, very clearly and very painfully. And this has happened to me again and again in my ayahuasca experiences. And I like to think, although it's a difficult process to change a lifetime of bad habits, that ayahuasca has set me on a journey to improve myself, to make me a better person, to make me more loving and caring towards my fellow human beings, and which has greatly heightened my sense of the environment, of what is happening to the earth today, of the horror that is being unleashed in the Amazon. It's made me care about these things in ways that that I never did before. And most important of all, it's absolutely convinced me that our consciousness is not simply an artifact of our brains, generated accidentally by our brains as we go about our material business, that our consciousness is immortal, that we lived before we came into this life, that we will continue to live after we die in these physical bodies, that there are realms beyond our own, dimensions beyond our own, that they're all around us all the time, so close to us that they interpenetrate us, and yet normally we don't access them, we don't see them, and that's because of our state of consciousness.